I'll just show you quickly in the next 10 minutes by God's grace something that the Lord has been laying strongly in my mind. By the way, I'm preaching out of this, my book, Get All You Want. Isn't it amazing? Hallelujah. And I recommended it for reading for this month. Get All You Want and then Empowered Living. If you haven't read it before, don't make the mistake of being where the food is cooked and yet you don't even take time to eat it. While those far away are eating it and saying this is delicious and they're growing, make sure you get your copies. They are small books and they are not expensive at all. You can flip through, you can read through in one day, but I assure you in the name of Jesus, if you understand what is in there in one day, it will last you eternity. No, but that's the truth, because it's the word of God. This Empowered Living, this is in the contemporary manner, I'm talking just about the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do without the Holy Ghost. You can't. You can't make it without him. And honest, in a very contemporary manner, you think you are reading a novel, but it takes you right into the Bible. And it tells you exactly some things that have happened in the Bible and in contemporary times and that are still happening. You can't afford not to have this. And this one, like I said, get all you want. Did God say that? That's why we want to look at some places here today in the Bible. Turn to John 15 quickly with me. Look at verse 7. If you're there, shout amen.
Amen.
If you, that you means Taiwo. Now, you see, I'm sure you are glad I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching for you. I'm preaching at me. If Taiwo abides in Jesus, you can put your name there. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will do what? Ask what you what? Desire. And you will not get it. Who was speaking here? Sometimes he just talks because he wanted to talk. Or he just talks because he would like to talk. When Jesus spoke, he meant it. Whatever he said came to pass. Coming to pass. We still come to pass. Hear what he said. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what? What you desire. What you want. And it shall be done for you. Somebody say, Pastor, that is dangerous. Why are you so carnal? I'm sorry. Didn't you read, if my words abide in you, don't you know that your desires are informed by your environment? Don't you know? Ordinary psychologists will tell you that. You can never crave what you don't know exists. And that's the truth. He says, you abide in me. So what then defines your environment? And my words dwell in you. Then what's your desire? I tell people, I say, what you almost killed yourself to get 10 years ago, when you think of it now, you say, what a fool I was. Why didn't anybody tell me? It has lost its meaning and value. And you say, why did I waste my time? But if your desire 10 years ago was what God has said, whatever God does. And that's why for a child of God, every step you take in life, in line with his word, if you're abiding in him and his word dwelling in you, whatever action you take in life is legacy. Not just legacy in terms of the physical, it's eternity. You can get what you want. Again, follow me quickly. The same chapter, go down. Verse 15. No longer do I call you servants. Jesus still speaking. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. Again, this is in line with what we just read. Why will you be servants when your ambience, your environment is Jesus himself? You are not my servant. You are one with him. So, and he's talking here concerning his post-resurrection time. Because these are the people that he will give the custodian of the ministry when he will leave. He was preparing them ahead of time. And when he was talking to them, he was talking. So that you don't think it was only for the 12 apostles. If you read this same thing, because it's one long discourse, right into John 17. There were no chapters there. He says, not only for this one, but for those who through them we hear and believe. It includes Taiwo. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. That's covenant. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Now, you did not choose me. You don't have what it takes to choose me. I chose you so you can choose me. You did not choose me, but I chose you and I appoint you. Or appointed you, rather. To do what? That you may what? Live a futile, a useless life? No. That you may what? Bear fruit. That's fruit in heavenly parlance, fruit in spiritual parlance, in emotional, physical parlance, that your life will never be in vain. That your life will count in the kingdom of God. That your life will count for the kingdom of God. I chose you that it may bear fruit and that your fruit may what? Remain. The fruit should remain. Then the last line of that verse, can we read it together? That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may what? Give you. All right. So this is not heresy. Get all you want. So that I can tie it straight to something in this book is still the continuation of what I am meditating on. Matthew chapter 7. Anywhere you turn to, it tells you something. Look at verse 12 of Matthew 7. It starts from Matthew 7, verse 7. But look at what verse 12 says. Now, what does 7 say? Matthew 7, 7. Can somebody read quickly? Oh, I have 2 more minutes. What does it say? It says, ask. Okay. And what will happen to you? Oh, can you get what you're asking for? Yeah. Go ahead. The next one. And you will what? Oh, the next one. And? Is there any denial in any of this? Who was speaking here? Is he? Can Jesus ever tell a lie? No. Let God be true and every creature a liar. Woo-hoo. Says, for whoever asks, come on, talk to me. And whoever seeks, and to him that knocks, the door shall be open. Some doors will be open for someone here today in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if it doesn't open for anybody, but for someone who knows that this door will open for me in the name of Jesus, the door is opening for you. What verse is that? Now, verse 9. Verse 9, quickly. What man amongst you that when your son will ask for what? Then you now give him the opposite. And when your son asks for fish, you now give him. If you, who are what? Evil. Know how to give good gifts to your own children. Please. How much more God will give to what? Them that love him. You that ask him, what will he give them? Just come on, talk to me. I can hear you. I can't hear you. Some people don't know the definition of good things. Good things are the things that you are asking God for that you think you haven't got. Or good things are the things that the devil is trying to make you feel like you can never get. And you think that your life depends on it. The truth is that you can have it. If you can be saved, then there is nothing that you cannot get. In the name of Jesus. If his sacrifice can save you, then his sacrifice can sustain you. His sacrifice can heal you. The sacrifice of his blood and his body can sustain you, can lift you up. He said, how much more God? The way I say to myself is this, like, why are you making God mad? So God, Jesus was saying, please give God a break. Don't bring him to your level. Don't make him you. You are limited. He's totally unlimited. The next verse. Wait. Therefore. What does that tell you? Now position yourself to get it. Because if you ask, you get. If you seek, you find. If you knock, it will be open. Hello? Because for everyone who asks, gets. For everyone who seeks, everyone who knocks. How many of you, when you're told, I'll teach you, and we do this, and then you do the opposite? If you will not do that, as wicked as you are, what makes you think I would do it? I would do that. I mean, I would do worse. Of course not. So therefore. So what he says is, therefore, get it. So what is therefore? What follows your therefore? Yeah. Uh-huh. So therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. This version of the Bible says, so in everything, do to others what you will have them do to you. If you want other people to fear, what makes you think you're going to succeed? So that, and it didn't even stop there. Say, for here, finish it for me. For therein lies, come on, talk to me, the law and... For therein lies the law and the... You know what you just said? The whole of the Bible, non-Bible, up to that time, is fulfilled. This one fulfills everything up to that time. Because then we didn't have the epistles. Then the gospels had not been recorded. The Bible from Genesis to the time that Jesus was speaking. Say, if you obey this law, you have fulfilled everything. Because all we have there is law, prophecy, and then of course wisdom. Wisdom is basically prophecy, mostly. Is somebody hearing me? So my pious activity, my religiosity, if there's a word like that, my religion, my jim-jim, everything finishes on, if you can't take it, don't do it to others. If you want it, give it to others. What you cannot eat, don't give another person. As you want men to do to you, that's the law. That is it. As you want men, I took it from the negative. If you don't want, don't. And that's where the world religion stops. They try to emulate Christianity as much as they can, and it works for them. But Christianity doesn't just say, don't give what you don't want. It says, what do you want? What do you want? Give it. You want money? Then don't be greedy. And don't be stingy. You want peace? Help somebody to find peace. You want love? Hey, love people. You want people to forgive you when you offend them? Do you forgive people when they offend you? What do you want? If you can define what you want, then look for someone to bless. Now, what you want may be in the scale of 1 million, but what you have in the scale of 10, why don't you take out of that 10 and bless someone for whom that percentage of 10 will look like 1 million? Ah. The shoes I can't wear anymore in my life, I only need to get by the lean of give to somebody the best Christmas shoes they've ever bought in their lives. Then why won't you get the best that you're looking for in your life? It says your Christianity, your jim jim, your prayers, your hey ya 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 makata. He said it, everything narrows down to one statement. What you want is what you should serve. You will get everything you want. And we find this all through the Bible. He said, for those who are mourning, don't mock them. Please, mourn with them and try to comfort them. For those who are celebrating, don't be envious. Celebrate with them. Because whatever you give, Galatians chapter 6, it will amount to deceit. Say, do not be deceived. And it will amount to mocking God. If you think that you won't get what you sow, say, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. So there are some people that we call fools on earth, but they are the diamonds, they are the stars in heaven. You say, who are they? They give in spite of their losses. They embrace in types of in spite of betrayals. They forgive in spite of offenses. But the world called them fools. But Jesus says this one shines like diamonds. He says they are the light of the world. They are cities on a hill that nothing created can cover. Can you now see that I'm talking to the wealthiest in town? In the name of Jesus. The wealthiest spiritually. The wealthiest emotionally. The wealthiest physically. The wealthiest financially. I'm talking to those who know the principle of the kingdom. I chose you that you may bear fruit. And your fruit will stand. So you see, anger can't kill me anymore. Hurting can't kill me. Why? Because I can't hold that person down. I have to let go. Because that's the fulfillment of the whole of the scripture. For God so loved the world. And he gave. So, he said, of these three virtues, which are the greatest? Faith, love, and hope. He said, one is the greatest of them. Because he conquers the multitude of sins. He covers it. And besides, he says, if anything will fail. Can you see that God has made you failure proof? You say, why are you jumping to love? Because if you truly love, a demonstration of your love is the father to give. It was horrible. They said that you are such a great lover. What are you giving? So I know today your spouse has a gift. It may not be physical. Your children have gifts. Your siblings have gifts. Your colleagues have gifts. Your friends have gifts. Gifts of smile. Gifts of well wishes. Gifts of prayers. Gifts of call a call. Gift, oh, come on. You are the light of the world. Tell your neighbor, say, get all you want. In the name of Jesus. Tell them the whole of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Say, I'm glad I'm sitting by a son this morning. I'm glad I'm sitting by a son this morning. You are a son in the house. You have a capacity that many don't have. And the world is waiting for you to make this place a better place. And through you, the world will celebrate the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. Can we give a big shout of hallelujah? Somebody is coming with a testimony. Somebody knows how to get what they want. Somebody knows how to extend the frontiers of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.